Lolita Parker. Soon after the turn of this century, at about the time that Scott Joplin was composing his lively ragtime music, my grandfather, J.W. Dupree of Lee County, Alabama, attended the World's Fair in St. Louis. Here he saw on display a steam engine, which he recognized as something he could use to provide power in his sawmill business. For those of us who knew him, we always had the feeling that Old Nancy was, in reality, a fulfillment of his dream to become a railroad engineer. You see, Grandpa loved trains, and on his visits to Opelika, he liked to go to the depot and see those big steam engines that pull long trains through the town. By now, he was already settled into farming his own land. He ginned all of his cotton along with the crops of his neighbors. He was a skilled blacksmith, and with the help of his wife, who was Cleo Gallet, his commissary was more like a small department store. He carried shoes, yard goods, lace trimmings, staple groceries, and such treats as candy and chewing gum for the grandchildren. His favorite pastimes were spending the discussion of politics and also reading railroad stories. My mother, Jenny, who was Mrs. A.C. Whatley, is his oldest daughter. Aunt Lily Sasser was about 4 years younger and lives 10 miles south of Opelika. His only son, Dr. J.W. Dupree, Jr., graduated from Auburn and Emory University and practiced medicine in Lee County during the early 40s. He is now deceased. The following is a taped interview I made with my mother and Aunt Lily soon after the arrangement was made for Old Nancy to be leased to Auburn for restoration and preservation. Mother, Ms. A.C. Whiteley, and Ms. Lily Sasser. And y'all were little girls when Grandpa Dupree bought Old Nancy. But what year was it, Aunt Lily?
Well, I'm not in a position to say just exactly, but would I be wrong in saying it was around 1904? It was a little later than me. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You want to know why?
Okay.
It was 19... Now, we're getting in this because if I'd known this taping him at the time, is the fair, the big fair in St. Louis was 1904.
Mm-hmm.
But I started off in 1905. So we'll mm-hmm. take it up from mm-hmm. there. But 1904 is when the fair was.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you got the idea, wasn't it?
Papa went to one of the brothers, Uncle Jack, I think, was with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the two brothers went to the fair.
Two brothers went to the fair, and he got interested in these old engines.
J.R. Case.
Hmm? J.R. Case, where they used them out west in the wheat fields. That's where it got the odd, and he thought if they were powerful enough that they used it out there, that would pull a sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave him the odd, and he read and studied about it for another year, and then he just ordered it for one.
How long did it take him to get it after he ordered it?
It didn't take very long now. I don't remember this time how long. But some little bit, but not long.
Did he tell y'all what he was going to get in when he got?
That long back, we were young.
Y'all were real little.
Children. Yeah.
What, you were 45 years old, Aunt Lily?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
Well, I was.
Do you remember?
But I know it created when this particular engine came down there. We, at that particular time, we didn't have any paved highways, but it caused quite a bit of excitement. Something unusual that had never happened before.
when it was
born. Well, now, let's see, I was, we'll say 9 years, between 9 and 10 years, because...
See, I was...
See, 1905 and 94 is 9 and 10 years. Well, you come along 3 years...
And 6 months and, later.
And a half later. So, you see, that puts her back.
But you really didn't know what he was talking about when he said
I must admit, I had no right to know what in the world it was. It was a wonder, because we didn't know what wheat field and knew what a sawmill was, but we sure didn't know.
Did he go to town and meet him when he knew it was
did
coming
I go?
In? No, did Granddaddy go?
Oh, yes. He had noticed what day it would be there. And, of course, it stayed on the track for a day or two till he made all arrangements for help to go. See, he had the plan for the water and the wood, fuel to fire it up.
What did he do, take all that in on the wagon?
Took it, had a couple of two-horse wagons. The neighbors pitched in and helped.
It was definitely
one
a
had
steam engine.
Mm-hmm.
Which was water and...
And to try to bring it down the road, it had to be some preparation for it. But it came down the road on its own power.
Oh yeah. After the pressure was built up. See, it had a pressure gauge on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was that pressure gauge went up to a certain point, well, then
it was ready to roll. Mm-hmm.
It's just like getting it up, to firing it up to drive it around, or like when he was running the sawmill with it or so on, why he had a fireman, and they had steam up early in the morning, that whistle began to blow before the workers got there.
Like old Will Johnson.
We could hear that. You could hear that whistle for miles.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know good.
Hmm.
You know good.
Were y'all at home waiting for it when it came?
Well, now that part is a little vague for me. I'm not, Father Muller remembers better
well,
than
I'm sure I remember that better than you do, but how well I remember these wagons and the preparation made to load up the wood and to get his water barrels all arranged on one wagon. See, that they run out, they'd refill by wells on the way down the road. It was just a road then. What? No paving, no highway, nothing else.
Well, it wasn't paved till I was
almost
a teenager.
Well, sure. But, it was just a cow trail, you might say, compared then. The sand beds.
Mm-hmm.
Rock hills and deep sand beds all the way. But they had to, I don't think they drove it in 2 days. Maybe they were 3 days. They had to park it and then go to
camp
and dry it. And, well, they just parked it and drove the wagons all in, refilled, and then went back to take up, driving on down the road. But they might have brought it home in two, drove it home in 2 days.
I would imagine.
I just don't remember.
What it was.
And over that Harrison Hill and that whistle of doo, 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 doo. I remember
that.
And it coming down, chuka chuka chuka.
3 years and 6 months can bring about a lot of changes, but I just don't remember.
Mama
that
was
clearly.
Just that much older than
I
you.
I just
were.
Don't remember that clearly.
I remember all of that. When it come in sight and up above the walls and on down from down, down.
You would have thought the track had been laid in the engine was coming down the road.
Papa was so thrilled. No engineer ever was as happy and thrilled as he was.
Well, I know one thing, that the first money that he'd ever borrowed was when he bought that steam engine.
You mean he really borrowed the money to buy that?
He had borrowed some money to pay for that for that engine.
It must have cost quite a price back in those days.
I don't know what the exact price was, but I know I've heard him tell it. But he had,
You mean he had to go see the bank?
Whatever arrangements he made, he was that Johnny on the spot when it come due.
Because he wanted to keep that engine, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
But I think that's the first money I ever made in my dad told me.
Probably the only money he ever borrowed. Mm. That was probably the only money he ever borrowed. What did he do? Then set it up back there to run the little sawmill?
Well, now, I don't know just how long after he had, the engine had been located on the farm and where he presently lived, just how long before he put it into use, I don't know.
Oh, immediately.
Because he was talking up about the sawmill and people for miles around were interested in it to see. He moved to the timber, standing timber.
Mm-hmm.
They called them Peckerwood sawmills when they operated that number. Well, all the time until he got older in years and he finally decided he quit moving around and settled there near the home where it stayed.
Well, when I pick it up, for my best memory, would be when he moved down and sold Uncle Cash the Lapse, which was a brother-in-law, sold his timber that helped to construct his home where he presently lived. And then after he left there, I think he sold some for Mr. Blaylock.
Blaylock, that's who I'm thinking on beyond Uncle Ed Echo.
Yeah, and from there then he got into Uncle Ed the Lapse.
Back towards Uncle Tom.
That's Luther and that's father.
Mm-hmm.
That's like scared him to death, you know, said Mr. President just scared him to death when he hit him in there. Well, old lady, he could take two, I don't think he had over two hands, did he?
Yeah.
He had a farmer.
And he had to have an old
sawyer.
And
a sawyer. Now,
Papa did his own sawing.
He didn't trust anybody.
He did his own sawing all these years.
He was he contracted to cut the timber and put it on the ground, I don't know about that now.
You know about his biggest set placing his mill down? Was over there in the stock of Ingram's temple. Don't you remember Don't you remember, Lily, how we would carry his hot dinner, Mama would cook his dinner, and here we'd start out with the coffee pot of perkins, so to speak, because he had bought the first percolator at the fair when he got interested in the old engine. But we leave home with it a perking, or perked on the stove, but with it hot, ready made, and we took it that way over there, back of Champ Richmond's.
Little bag of memory, I don't know, going back.
And then all down there in Uncle George Gillette's temple, John Turner's temple, Cunningham Parker's temple, and where all else. Up there in 1910, he was sawing that lumber of Uncle Will Harrison.
Well, that's the year Buddy was born.
Buddy was born in June, and this was 1910. Now, I believe this was 1911 when he was sawing that. No, it was 1911 when they told that. But anyway, he right in front of the house, way on down there in the hall, and right